Dear friends, throughout the Bible and the scripture is telling us that there are predators out there. And in confirmation, we call these sin, death, and the devil. And they're nasty. And our first step shouldn't be to go out and take on sin, death, and the devil by ourselves and conquer them. None of us could do that. What should we do? Check the gate. Make sure the gate is closed and tightly secure. So Jesus says, I'm a gate. I will keep those things that are out there that shouldn't be in from coming in. And so here at Peace Lutheran, I don't know if you ever caught this, that's what the pastor's communicating to us as we receive Holy Communion. The pastor says, may this preserve you. May Jesus preserve you. May the gate be up as you go home each week, as you face challenges. You know that people today are seeking security at higher rates than ever before? It's just amazing. They now say that 20% of businesses, that their expenses, they're spending on cybersecurity. Why? Why is that important? Steve Heitmeyer knows all about this. It's important, isn't it, to keep those hackers out from getting into the system? People, and I fall in this category, are buying Ring doorbells. Oh my goodness, do you have a Ring doorbell? What a crazy thing this is. Why did we get one? Well, so we can keep those burglars from coming in to our house. But what people are seeking is spiritual security for now. Barna Research came out with a study 2 months ago in preparation for Easter. Barna wanted to give pastors some ammunition, some things that they should be thinking about in their Easter messages as large crowds would show up. So they asked this question to pastors and lay people, and the question was this: what do you think is the message that people are wanting to hear for Easter this year? They asked the pastors. The pastors said, well, people want to hear about eternal salvation and maybe community and belonging to something. That was the guess of most pastors, okay? People this Easter wanted to hear about security issues for right now, peace for right now, hope for right now. Now, the pastor's got it wrong. You're saying every week the pastor gets it wrong. Now, the conclusion of Barna Research was this, was that what people are seeking today more than any other time period is security. They want to know they're safe. They want to know that they can be at peace and rest assured. So today's promise is a rich one. Jesus says, I am the gate. Those things that shouldn't be in, I'm going to keep them from coming in. That's awesome, isn't it? Now, the other part of a gate, there's another part of a gate, and there's deeper significance to this, and that is, isn't it important that the gate allow the good things to come in? That's why we have a gate. You want some things to come in. When we open our gate, we want people that we've invited over to our house to come in, so we open the gate, come in, and spend some time in our backyard with us. That's significant. Up until the time of Jesus, I'm going to say this. Up until the time of Jesus, God the Father was like a being that was outside the wall, outside the gate. And no one really knew who he was and how he operated. In fact, you could say that most people saw God as a stranger. Even some people saw him as an enemy. Moses, for example, he got to see God in the book of Exodus, but he only got to see the backside of God. The prophet Isaiah in the Old Testament, 8 centuries before Jesus, he had a vision in Isaiah chapter 6, and in the vision, all he saw was just the train of the robes of God. That's it. It was the way God is described in the Old Testament is as if you're peeking through a fence, and you can kind of see someone out there, but you can't really know who he is. Then Jacob had a dream in Genesis. Maybe you've heard about this dream. Here's the dream. Jacob had a dream of a stairway going up to heaven. At the bottom of the stairway, it reached earth. At the top of the stairway, it reached heaven. And this stairway bridged what was of heaven and what was of earth. And God spoke in this vision that Jacob had, and God said, Jacob, I'm going to be with you wherever you go. You can have an abundant life, was the promise that God gave. But you see, it was just a vision. It wasn't real. What is the stairway all about? Up until the time of Jesus, there were just these visions. There were dreams, thoughts about a connection between heaven and earth. Now you see what Jesus is talking about. Now you get it. Jesus says in today's gospel, I am the gate.